It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in London, where this week we launch our series Climate Connections. For the next year with National Geographic, we'll travel along the prime meridian of the world to hear how climate is changing. You can feel it here in London, where it's been the warmest spring ever recorded. I'm standing in Covent Garden, where Londoners are basking in this sun, but there are bigger changes ahead. We have two reports now on how changing climate affects farmers. In a moment, we'll travel down the meridian to West Africa. First, we hear from NPR's Rob Gifford on farmers who are changing their ways, even here in England.
Wonderful stuff. Perfect soil.
40-year-old farmer Mark Diacono doesn't look much like a revolutionary as he digs into the dark English earth. But in a small way, Diacono is starting an agricultural revolution. Today he's planting pepper trees on his 17-acre farm in Devon, southwest England. They're going in just beside the farm's main attraction, Britain's first olive grove. He hopes to press the first English olive oil next year.
We started off with a few odd things that were a bit marginal, like walnuts and almonds, and slowly it's accelerated and gone on. So now we've planted pecans and persimmons. There's the olive grove. And here we are in the middle of April, you know, blazing sunshine. It's been the same way for 3 weeks. Weeks and weeks since the last frost. And for me, it's the logical step is to use it to our advantage.
Diacono has great plans for this small patch of land called Otter Farm. He says it's not just an entrepreneurial opportunity, he's also helping British Foods reduce what are known here as their food miles. Food miles are the number of miles, and therefore the carbon emissions from trucks and planes, needed to transport products from the place they're grown to the place they're sold and eaten, from farm to fork.
Olives, almonds, anything like that, peaches, apricots, we eat them well in this country. They come from Italy and other parts of the Mediterranean and further afield. Now, if we grow them here, they've got virtually no food miles to the local market. That makes a massive difference with the carbon load that's attached to those foods. So we're doing something positive about climate change at the same time as taking advantage of it. So it's this lovely virtuous circle.
And now, in addition to the olives, there's another iconic Mediterranean fruit that is also bursting forth across southern England like never before.
And there are 417 different vineyards approximately in the UK, and more are being planted.
A tour guide shows a group of visitors around Denby's vineyard in the county of Surrey. The earth here is perfect for grapevine. It's the same chalky soil as the Champagne region of France. But, says General Manager Christopher White, standing among the vines in the bright spring sunshine, Britain's weather had always been the problem until now.
We're getting less frosts every year. And just this last week, obviously, our season started 3 weeks early. The buds have burst, which puts us more on par with the French season.
And your wines are actually competing internationally now.
We received Best in Class Gold Award in the International Wine and Spirits Competition for our sparkling wine, which beat the French vineyards, South African, South American and Australian vineyards.
Well, whatever next. Decent British cuisine, perhaps. So, well, can we go inside and taste some?
Yes, please. We just had to uncork a bottle of our Flint Valley, and this is the wine the Queen drank when she came to Denby's.
OK, let's give it a try. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, very nice indeed. As you can tell, climate change here in England is hardly a matter of life and death just yet. But clearly it is changing what people grow, and perhaps in a small way, the way people live. This is Rob Gifford, NPR News, at Denby's Vineyard in Surrey, England.